Man, I wish I got that excited. I try to go to the gym early in the morning, and I just gotten through my workout one day, and I was like I'd been mauling wood. I mean, I was just soaked from head to toe. And a guy walked in. He said, he meets me there in the mornings, but he was running late. And he said, oh, he said, you're already done. He said, I bet you feel better, don't you? I said, not exactly. I said, I'm glad it's behind me. I said, I know it does me good. I said, but I wish I looked forward to this. I just don't. I just don't. I know it helps me, but I just don't look forward to it. I guess that's the way spring cleaning is. We know it's something we got to do, but we probably don't look forward to it. I'm looking forward to this morning, though. If you got your Bibles, if you'll turn to the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. And there's a couple of other accounts in Matthew and Luke, very similar, but we're going to look at the one in Mark. I seem to like this one, in my opinion, the best. Mark chapter 10, we're going to be looking at starting in verse 46. Good to hear the pages turning, folks. Good to hear the pages turning. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, this morning as we look at this account of where you healed Bartimaeus, Father, we pray that you would help us to see some principles, Father, in this very short story, Father, of when your road and his road crossed. Father, may we see some principles in this story that we can apply to our everyday life. Father, that we can receive blessings from you. Father, that we can get the Master's attention. Father, this morning as we worship together, we pray that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, that you would touch our hearts in a very special way. Father, convict us of where we have failed you. Father, forgive us of our sins. And Lord, if there are any here this morning that don't know you as their Savior, Lord, touch that heart and lead them to the cross today before it's too late. Father, this time is yours. We look forward, Father, to what you're going to do. Bless us each and every one is my prayer in Christ's name. Amen. This account that we read today is one that's probably familiar to you. You've probably read through this many times before, but it's an account of this event that happened in the life of this blind beggar by the side of the road named Bartimaeus. I think it's interesting they actually called him blind Bartimaeus. It wasn't just, there's Bartimaeus begging. They called him blind Bartimaeus. They even called attention to the handicap that he had. He really didn't even have his own name. The scripture says that he was the son of Timaeus, and the prefix of his name, Bar, B-A-R, means son of. So they were calling him the blind son of Timaeus. They didn't even call him by his name. In essence, he was a nobody. He was a nobody. He was just a poor blind beggar sitting by the highway begging for anything that anyone would give him. back in this day, as we've talked about a few weeks ago, when someone had a handicap like this, people thought that it was either something that he did or his family did that caused him to be blind or would cause someone to be lame. Even Jesus' disciples over in another gospel saw a blind man and they asked Jesus, they said, "What sin did he or his family commit that he was born blind?" And Jesus told his disciples then, he said, he didn't commit any sin. His family didn't commit any sin. He was born blind so that the works of God could be glorified in him. And if you remember, Jesus spat on the ground, made some dough and anointed his eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and he received his sight. Jesus really put an end to that assertion, but that was still there. People would look at these people as second-class citizens. Even over in Leviticus, in the old Levitical law, God commanded people that were not able to help themselves, that other people were supposed to help them. Folks, that's why when we have families that like got burned out, or when we have families in need, we try to help them. We try to help them. Quick sideline story that you'll appreciate. Reverend Scott Casey, that many of you know, just lost his wife Paula. Several years ago when I was at Oak Grove, a black church in our community, their church burned down. And I have to hand it to our denomination. They stepped to the plate. This was not a Free Will Baptist church, but we have a big red and white tent that our denomination loaned to this black church where they could hold their services in that. And our church took up some money to help them. And we started off, the church decided they would donate X amount of money, and then the woman's auxiliary decided they wanted to give some money, and the men gave some money. We had private contributions, and it ended up being a fairly good sum we were going to donate to these people. And the chairman of our deacon board called them and said, "We would like to help you with your rebuilding efforts. We have some money to give you." And Reverend Scott Casey was running revival for us that week. And on Wednesday night, that black church came and joined us in Oak Grove, and we had services together. Let me tell you how God moved in that service. After we presented the check to them, the pastor went back and he sat down behind an elderly gentleman from the community. And I got ready to introduce Brother Scott as the speaker for the evening. And that elderly gentleman stood up and said, "Brother Roger, can I say something?" And I had no idea what he was getting ready to say. But I said, "Yes, sir, the floor is yours." And he turned around and looked at this young black minister. He said, "Son, when I was a little boy, I stole watermelons out of your daddy's field, and I want to tell you in front of God and everybody, I am sorry as I can be." Folks, he'd carried that for years. He'd carried that for years. But we're supposed to help people that are in need. That's part of what we're called to do. And Bartimaeus needed help to survive. He couldn't do anything. He had a situation in his life that he couldn't fix, he couldn't change, he couldn't control. But this day, he was in the right place at the right time. This day, he was in the right place at the right time, and it made all the difference in the world. This day was a turning point in the life of blind Bartimaeus. Jesus had a way all through the Bible of taking situations that were almost fixed, situations that were desperate, and turning them into victories. And this day was not going to be any different. I want you to realize that a lot of Jesus' disciples had walked with him, and they had seen the miracles that Jesus did firsthand. But this is a blind man that had not seen one miracle Jesus had done. Every one of us here, have you ever seen Jesus move and seen what he could do in somebody's life or in yours? Have you ever seen that? You know, that has an effect, doesn't it? That has an effect when you see it firsthand. What about things that you hear about? Sometimes we think, "I don't believe that." You think it might be a fish story. You know, it started out this big, ended up being this big. Bartimaeus, the only way he had to know who Jesus was is by hearing what he had heard of. But he was in the right place at the right time for a miracle to take place in his life on this day. And I want you to notice a couple of things about this. Bartimaeus' road toward healing started with himself. He was the first one. He was the one that had to take the first step toward his healing that day. First, he had to recognize he had a problem. If he didn't recognize he had a problem, he probably would have never been healed. Folks, when we feel God impressing his presence on our life, we need to admit that we're a sinner. We need to admit that we've got things in our life that we can't solve. We need to admit that we have fallen short of the glory of God, as Romans 3:23 says. When we recognize that we've got a need and we realize that a solution to that need is not within our hands, we realize that the only place it can be is in the nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ. He's willing to help us, but we have to admit to ourselves and to him that we have a problem. The second thing, Bartimaeus made an important decision that day. He chose to cry out to Jesus. Folks, up till right now, today, where we're all at, our lives, if we look in our rearview mirror, our lives have been a series of choices we've made right up to this point. We might have all taken different roads to get here, but the choices that we have made have shaped us and molded us into what we are today. We can probably look back on our lives and we can probably see some choices that we've made and say, you know what? That's the right choice that I made. I look at my wife out here and I look at my son and I think about the day that I asked Ginger to marry me in front of this table, and I think, you know what? I had did a good day's work that day. And she did too. But I can also look at some things back in my life, and I can look at some choices I've made, and I can see where I made the wrong choice. You may be here today looking back at your life, and you may be saying, Pastor, I have wrecked part of my life. Good news, folks, is you're in the right place at the right time today. That's the good news. The same one that changed Bartimaeus' life can change yours here today. Bartimaeus that day made a conscious choice that he was going to change. He made a conscious choice that he was going to get to Jesus. He made a conscious choice that he was going to cry out to Jesus that day. One right choice can change everything. Everything. Third thing he did was he conquered his pride. Bartimaeus had people around him telling him, be quiet. Be quiet. And Bartimaeus, scripture says, cried even the more loud. Louder. He didn't let someone put him down. I think a lot of times we are not blessed by God as much as he wants to bless us because we let our pride get in the way. Our pride keeps us from kneeling before God and admitting that we've got a problem. Our pride keeps us from coming down the aisle on a Sunday morning and come to the altar because, good gracious alive, somebody's going to know that we got a problem in our life. Folks, we need to get to a point where we get over what everybody else says, and the only one we worry about is our relationship with God. It doesn't matter in the big scheme of things what everybody else thinks. What really matters is what God thinks. That's what really matters. We all want to be liked. We all want to be loved. We have that need in our life. But when it comes right down to it, as the psalmist said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. He's the one that we need to get our pride out of the way and come to. If Bartimaeus had let his pride get in the way, he probably would have never been blessed that day. Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was near. He began to cry out to him. People told him to hush. You're too loud, Bartimaeus. You're too emotional. And when this happened, he cried out even louder. They may have been his friends telling him that. They may have been his very friends telling him that. But folks, anybody who would try to stop you from getting to Jesus is not your friend. I actually had someone come to me in this congregation a few weeks ago and said, "Preacher, I need to ask you something. Do you mind if I say amen or if I lift my hands to God?" You know what I told them? I said, "If God leads you to do that, you better do it. You better do it." Folks, let me tell you something. Sometimes we need to cry out to God. We need to clap. We need to shout. We need to feel His presence near. The psalmist says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely or appropriate for the upright." Folks, we're made to praise Him, weren't we? That's what we were created for. Bartimaeus shouted. Bartimaeus cried. He wanted to get Jesus' attention. And I want you to look at verse 47. Look at verse 47 that we read today. "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out." Folks, that sounds to me like Bartimaeus already had his mind made up that I've heard about this man named Jesus, and if I ever get within earshot of him, if I ever get close to him, if I ever get close enough to him, I'm going to cry out to him. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was near, he realized, "This is the day I've been waiting for. This is the day I've been waiting for." He was to a point where he was sick and tired of the life that he'd been living. He was to the point where all of his pride was gone. He was to the point where he realized his situation was never going to change unless he got to Jesus. Even with people nearby, maybe his friends telling him to quiet down, he had made up his mind that he was going to get to Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you feel that same way. Maybe you've felt Jesus in your life sometime in the past, but you didn't give your heart to him. Well, today's the day. Today's the day where you've got the opportunity. He's near. He's near. He's close enough that if you'll cry out to him, he'll hear you. Get your pride out of the way. Don't let anybody keep you from coming to Jesus. And give your heart to him today before it's too late. Bartimaeus made up his mind that he wasn't going to leave like he came. Bartimaeus was beside the road that morning, begging, blind. But he'd made his mind up, with Jesus close by, he wasn't going to leave there the same way he came. He wasn't going to be a beggar anymore. He was going to leave his past behind. And Jesus can do the same thing for you and me today. Jesus can do the same thing for you and me today. Now, when Bartimaeus cried even louder, when his friends told him to hush, something wonderful happened. Look at what verse 49 says. It says, "And Jesus stood still." Can you get your arms around that one? "And Jesus stood still." That is a powerful phrase to me. That is a powerful phrase to me. The cries that Bartimaeus made, they were heard, and they made Jesus, the master, the maker of everything, stand still. Stand still. He had Jesus' attention. Folks, if a blind beggar man beside the road can get Jesus' attention by crying to him, don't you think he'll hear us too? Don't you think he'll hear us too? The people that had been trying to quiet Bartimaeus down, they came to him and they said, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth to thee." A few minutes earlier, Bartimaeus had been calling to Jesus. Now Jesus was calling for Bartimaeus. Jesus was calling for him. Is Jesus calling to you today? I want you to note something. Jesus didn't come to Bartimaeus. Jesus heard him. But Jesus didn't come to him, did he? Jesus commanded Bartimaeus to come to him. Jesus commanded Bartimaeus to come to him. He's calling us today too, folks, but it's up to us to respond. Bartimaeus got up, and look what it says in verse 50. "And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Bartimaeus got up, and that beggar garment that he had on, he laid it off. He got rid of it. Everything that identified him as a blind beggar, he got rid of, and he came to Jesus. Let me ask you something. What are you wearing this morning that's keeping you from Christ? What do you need to throw off? Bartimaeus was about to be healed, and he wouldn't need those garments of a beggar anymore. That was going to be in his past. Are you holding on to something today that's keeping you from Christ rather than laying it down and coming to him with open hands and an open heart? Listen, the choir just sang robes of white. How appropriate. How appropriate. Get rid of those garments of sin and let him put you in a robe of white. Let him put you in a robe of white. You may be here today and you may be wearing a lot of different garments. Garments of hurt, garments of disappointment, garments of anger, resentment, sickness, whatever it is, give it to Jesus. Lay it off and come to him. It reminds me of when David was getting ready to go out and fight Goliath. Saul came to David and gave him his armor, and David put it on, and it says that David took the armor off and he laid it off, and he looked at Saul, he said, because it's not been proven. In other words, it's not been tested. David went in something that had been tested, the Spirit and the power of the Lord. Folks, he can take care of us. He can clothe us in grace, righteousness this morning. It has been tested. We just need to bring it to Jesus and leave it there. Jesus came to Bartimaeus when they were face to face, and he asked Bartimaeus, what do you want? What is it that you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus had one simple request: Lord, that I might receive my sight. Don't you love it? Jesus didn't touch him. Jesus didn't spit on the ground like he did in other times and make a paste and put on his eyes. Jesus didn't do anything very charismatic. All he said was, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Faith. You know what? That's really what made Jesus stand still, folks, is Bartimaeus' faith. Faith that this man that he had never seen, that had done works that he had never seen but he had just heard about, he had faith enough to know, if I can just get to him, he can heal me. Reminds me of the lady that had the issue of blood, doesn't it? Doesn't it? She made a choice that day. Bartimaeus made a choice this day. Bartimaeus, Jesus, just heal me. I want my sight. Bartimaeus could see himself healed. We don't know how long Bartimaeus had really been blind. He was probably born blind from birth. We don't know. But Bartimaeus could see himself healed. Bartimaeus could see himself not having to sit out by the highway begging anymore. Bartimaeus could see him being a productive member, working with his hands, getting out and being like everybody else, not having to depend on anybody, having a little bit of independence. Bartimaeus, that's all he wanted. And he had faith enough to know that Jesus could help him. Bartimaeus could see himself different than what he was. Can you see yourself like God sees you? I don't know that any of us really can, because God sees potential in you and I that we have no idea even exist. God sees potential in this church that you and I may not even think exist. Listen, this is wonderful. 80 in Sunday school is wonderful. But you know what? We don't need to be satisfied with that, folks. Because if we do, we put limits on what God can do. Can you see what God can do in your life if you'll just let Him? Can you see yourself having a friend that sticks closer than a brother? being right beside of you whenever you go through trials and temptations just to help you along. What do you need for God to do for you this morning? What situation do you have in your life that you can't fix, you can't change, that you need God's help with this morning? He's here this morning. Folks, I felt Him in this place this morning. I have felt Him in this place this morning. And He's waiting here to help. Cry out to Him just like Bartimaeus did. We're entering into our time of invitation, our time of commitment. And our invitation is to everyone here that if you've got something in your life you need to turn over to God, whatever it is, to come to this altar. Is he calling to you this morning? Can you hear Him saying, "Rise, be of good comfort. He calleth for thee," just like Bartimaeus' friends told him. I can tell you one thing. If you come to Him in faith and you lift up your needs to Him, your prayers, my prayers, will make the Master stand still. They'll get His attention. And He'll hear and He'll answer if we go to Him in faith. Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, we thank You so much for this account of Bartimaeus. Lord, his situation could have turned out so much differently. But Lord, it was faith that caused this man to be healed. Father, he didn't get discouraged. Even when friends and outsiders, Lord, tried to discourage him. Lord, he didn't let his pride get in the way. But Father, he came to You just as he was. Father, You healed him because of his faith. Lord, there are needs within our congregation, within our families, Lord, within our lives. Father, we pray that You would give us faith enough to know that if we bring these to You, Lord, our prayers will make the very Master of this world stand still. Father, we thank You that You do hear and You do answer. Father, this time is Yours. Father, we ask that You touch our lives and our hearts in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen.